Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Friday. We made it snowy right now. Some slow traffic. You'll find westbound 96, right by 127, there's an accident there. Also, that interchange, the 96-127 interchange, an accident on 127. So be careful there. Tonight, Donald Trump unveiling his budget, and it means the complete defunding of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Wait till you find out what that means for Michigan. Also, if you think we have issues with our millennials and how they behave, we'll hear from a psychologist that says it's the parents that are to blame. The author of Desperately Seeking Parents will be here. Let's begin with good news for Flint today. The EPA announcing that it will give $100 million, awarding $100 million to the city of Flint to help repair the pipes there. Melissa May is with us, Flint resident and founder of What Are You Fighting For? You can find her online at whatareyoufightingfor.com. Great to have you here, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
Is this good news? I mean, are you feeling happy today?
Well, we are. We're very happy, but we've been waiting for this. I mean, ever since it got approved in Congress, I think starting in September, we've just been waiting and waiting for this to come. And so we're finally glad that, you know, it's signed, it's ready, all the plans are approved, and we can start, you know, when the thaw happens, we can start seeing more pipes getting replaced. Because right now we're sitting at about 780 pipes out of, you know, 20-some thousand that need to go, and we just need to see more progress.
And we see Senator Stabenow and Peters and also Representative Kildee all, they want to take credit for some of this movement. Who do you really feel is the champion of Flint right now?
The residents. I really feel that the residents who are living through this and continuing to live through this and fighting every day, getting up in the morning, dealing with bottled water, dealing with water that, you know, in the shower is still blistering our skin up and giving us breathing problems. I just dealt with 7 weeks of bacterial pneumonia coming from the bacteria in my shower. The people who live here and fight and push for change are the real heroes. We definitely appreciate all the representatives' help because they put the bill in, it got approved. We are so, so grateful to them, but none of them would know what's going on if it was not for the brave residents who stand up and speak out and have pushed for change.
You said you just got over pneumonia. How's your health doing, by the way?
7 weeks. 7 weeks of it, and four of it, I had double ear infections on top of it and couldn't hear, which was kind of funny. But I'm doing a little bit better, just really tired. But it's been a long time, and it's just we're dealing with so many things getting hit in different directions, you know, with the metals, then, of course, the cancer-causing byproducts and the bacteria, that we're just so ready for this to be over. And we know it's going to take several years to get this going, but this is just a nice little bit of a breath of fresh air, sort of, and positive, because we've been holding our breath, literally, since September, since it actually got, you know, started to get passed in the House, that it wasn't going to happen.
Do you think your health is permanently damaged by the water?
I know that I will be on seizure medication for the rest of my life because the lead and copper is stored in my brain, and I know that the arthritis is not going to go away, and I know that the kidney damage is permanent, and hopefully the liver damage starts to get better. But I know that these are issues that I'm going to be dealing with for the rest of my life, and I'm 38, so hopefully that's a long life.
Wow. How about your husband? Does he have any health issues?
Same thing. He's got the dizzy spells. He's still got the issues. He hasn't had seizures yet, but we just watch. And the same thing with the boys. It's just we just watch to see what's going on, and anytime things come up, we take them to the dentist because now we're all losing teeth, and it's one thing after another, but we're just doing what we can to take care of it as soon as it happens.
What do you mean you're all losing teeth?
We have lead is stored in your teeth, and then, of course, we drink really acidic water, so it's weakened the teeth, so people literally have teeth falling out. I was giving a speech, actually, in June, and a piece of tooth came out while I was giving my speech. So it's a big thing that's happening. And there's actually a friend of mine, her two-and-a-half-year-old grandson is going in for surgery because the teeth are rotting out of his head even before they come through the gum. Mm.
And it's all because of the metals, you're saying. Is there any way to get the metals out, or?
No, at this point, because it's such long-term exposure, even chelation therapy is just going to do more damage. It's going to pull the lead out of our bones, but it's going to flush it right back through our system. And, you know, all of us having compromised immune systems and just weaker bodies, it's just going to go right back into the bones. So the doctors have even said it's just not going to help for us because it's been such long-term built-up exposure.
Okay, so in terms of your lifespan with all the metals in your body, is it expected to be shorter then, or?
Yes, yes. And that's not even dealing with the fact that you're having organ failure and this and that, but yes, the fact that there are more metals, yes. Just studies have shown that people who have had exposure to toxic metals and toxic water have a shorter lifespan, and they're filled with more complications.
Hmm. So is there ever a point in the day or the week where you actually feel good physically?
After I chug a Red Bull, that's pretty much it. That's
helps.
When I get some energy. It does. Or if something good happens, you know, then it's like, yes, that feels better. But mostly with us, it's tired, pain, stiff, and soreness, especially in your joints and muscles. And then there's a lot of people with stomach problems going on right now. Gastrointestinal issues are on the rise again. And so it's just one thing, and then it switches to another, and you just kind of, okay, let's deal with this now. Let's deal with this now.
Flint resident Melissa Mays with us. I know you've got that lawsuit you filed a while back. How's that going? How's the suit going?
We're in mediation, so we're seeing what's going on with that, hopefully coming to a close soon, and that'll be more good news for Flint residents, we hope, as long as everything goes the way it should.
It's a suit against the state, right?
Yes.
Okay. In mediation, yes. So how, I mean, are there terms being discussed, financial terms?
Yes. Yes. As for, and it's for lead service line replacement, of course, water delivery, because we'd want on that aspect, the bottled water and the filters and many different aspects. So it's to cover the general, like how to get, you know, Flint on the road to recovery, because we haven't even started. They keep talking about being in recovery. We haven't even started yet. Getting these pipes out and getting people safe water is the first step.
But tell me this, because the governor today has applauded this $100 million. He said on top of the $250 million the state's providing. And that sounds like a lot of money, $350 million. I mean, how much money does Flint really need at this point?
Well, the only thing is that out of what the state said, only $25 million was set aside for pipes. So the rest was bottled water, and then they spent $2 million for the National Guard to pass out water instead of Flint residents. So there's been a lot of money that we're not sure where it's gone. You know, we are asking for an audit from our end, because we want to know where that money, because it sounds like a huge number, but we're still not seeing, like, a ton of pipes out of the ground, and that's the only thing that we really want.
The pipes.
So,
now, are you in terms of the pipes being removed, is it clear who's doing the work, how the money's being utilized?
No. As far as we know, the state has sent $5 million out of that promised $25 million for pipe replacement. Right now it's on hold because of the weather, but we see areas that are getting bid on. But yeah, I mean, we don't know what's going where. Mm-hmm. So it's another huge question. So when they say these giant numbers, we're like, where is that? I mean, I think that includes like the healthcare expansion for Medicaid and this and that, and that's wonderful, but we just really want these pipes out. We just really want those over.
So do you trust your local Flint government officials to responsibly track all this money?
I do, because I know the state's watching it, and I know the attorneys are watching it. So I trust us here locally, but then from the state standpoint, when they say those big numbers, I'm just like, okay, where is that? And that we can't get answers for. So we're having a little issue getting, like, direct answers. At least the residents are. We don't know where that money has gone.
Okay, so now you said, what, 780 pipes out of 20,000? What's the schedule for replacing the pipes then?
Right now, there isn't one. Right now, the EPA says that they have to, the state has to pay for like another 2,800 pipes, and then beyond that, nothing else. So we're like, that's not enough. That's not enough, because we need all these lead and galvanized pipes out, because otherwise we're never going to have a change in our lead. It's going to continue to be in our system. It's going to continue to chip off and come out of these pipes, and we're never going to get any better.
So this summer, how soon do you think the pipes will start being pulled out?
Well, hopefully, if we don't have this long weather that I'm looking at right now, hopefully the spring, early spring, if we don't have to deal with a long thaw.
And so any idea how quickly the pipes can be replaced once that starts?
The goal was to have 1,800 done last year, and they only got 780. So there was issues with funding and arguing over money and this and that and pulling back and forth. So if they could just pull it together, the state and the city work together and get this done and moving forward, they could do, you know, 3,000 to 6,000 a year.
Mm. Melissa Mays, Flint resident, founder of the group What Are You Fighting For? WhatAreYouFightingFor.com. Are people still remaining hopeful at this point?
There's a lot of apathy. There's a lot of, we're going to be stuck like this forever, but hopefully today is a bit of motivation to let people know, okay, yes, it is moving forward. These pipes are going to go. We're going to be able to be okay at one point in time. Yeah. So hopefully this does push people forward.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Red Bull. At least with the Red Bull, you know it's safe to drink, right?
Yeah, at least I know what's in there. I can read the ingredients and I know what that is.
Melissa Mays, Flint resident, founder of What Are You Fighting For? Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep.